Hello.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Is this Sarah?
Yeah.
Listen, this is Denise. Did I come to you saying something about my hours going to be cut short or something?
Yeah, a little bit, just a few hours taken off.
Okay, why?
Because the state gate lowered your hours a little bit.
The lady I just got to talk to, Ms. Megan, the state lady, she said they just lowered my hour about 30 minutes.
30 minutes a week.
I don't know. See, I'm getting confused. All she said, everything to say, she just lowered my hour about 30 minutes. 30, she said 30 minutes.
Maybe it's 30 minutes a week. So when that'll be 2 hours about. It probably is a little more than 30 minutes, but it's something like that. It totals up to about 3 hours. Let me check. You used to have 120 hours. Now it's going to be 120 hours and 45 minutes. Now it's down to 117. So that's 3 hours and 45 minutes that were taken away.
But you're not telling me why.
I don't know why. It's the state that did it. You have to ask
And I
them.
just talked to the lady, Miss Megan.
Let me see. Maybe there's a note on the website why they took it
I
away.
think it's a mistake too. Some and then you say that my hours gonna go back from 9 to what, 12:45?
1 second. Let me first check on the state's website and see if they put a note in as to why they lowered your hours. I see she just put a note in. You spoke with someone from the state. She wrote that she explained the reduction, like why they took away these hours, and that you accept. You said that makes sense, but let me see why they did this. I see you called in on the 15th. And
Yeah, because I had got a letter, and then I got another letter talking about the reduce.
you told them
I
to reduce your laundry. So that's probably where this
didn't
came
tell
from.
them that. I didn't tell them to reduce my laundry. That lady said that on her own. Only thing I told, she said about earning. I say no. My grandbaby don't really earn for me. I say, but when I want her to earn, she'll earn my dress clothes. Ain't nothing about no laundry. She said that on her own about the laundry because of the urn.
Well, it's the laundry where they took the time away from.
Don't know why.
You can ask them. You can tell them that your agency said they see a note. The time came off from the laundry. Ask them why they took it away and see if they could give it back to you.
Okay then. So then, this is what I want to ask you too about the time. Why is it going from 9 o'clock back to 1:40, 12:45?
So it should be now for next month, not 9 to 12:45, from 4 to 7:45.
Yes, that's what it's supposed to be. That always got changed.
No, it's gonna. You don't want it to be 4 to 12:45?
No, I want it to be from 4 to 7:45.
I mean 4 to 7:45. That's what it is. Yeah, it's 4 to 7:45.
Yes, that's probably permanent.
Yeah, that's permanent every day.
Okay, so why you say it's gonna change next month again to 9? What you say it's gonna change next month?
So it was a mistake then. It's not changing. It's just being what I was talking about. What's changing is that on Sunday, you used to clock
The
in for extra
Sunday is
time.
from 4 to 8:35.
Right, so that's what's changing. Because of
okay, so hours, Sunday is going to be what? What's going to be Sunday's now?
It's all going to be the same schedule from 4 to 7:45, and no days are being extra, not even Sunday.
Okay, Sunday, so let's. So every day is still going to be from 4 to 7:45.
Yeah, every day.
Including Sunday too, right?
Including Sunday, yeah.
Okay, then. Thank you. That's all I want to know. But I'll call the lady back and ask her about the reduce, whatever. Oh.
Sorry.
All right, I'll call her back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.